of the year. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for listening to me today and for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, you may email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com, but I do not access that email address during the program. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Art from Philadelphia. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. That's all one word, noplaceforcorruption.com. Alrighty, he is busy for just about 5 minutes, so I will first tell you about his website, and then we will get back to him. He is actually a listener to the program and calls in on a fairly regular basis. He has been on Rick Adams' program, and he has a very interesting website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And he talks about, well, he asks a lot of questions. Let me just go through the questions on his website. Who is the major figure standing in the shadows of 9/11? Question number two. If Israel and the Likud did 9/11, then who controls this? Question number three. Who is Netanyahu's power broker? Question number four. Why did WTC owner Larry Silverstein meet with Netanyahu every Sunday? Number five, who is in control of the Likud demanded that Sharon be replaced? Number six, what gangster paid for the AIPAC building in Washington, D.C.? Number seven, or actually this is a comment. Okay, it's a question. AIPAC controls 300 plus in Congress, but who controls AIPAC? Who bought the Sands Casino from Meyer Lansky? Who has expertise in controlled demolition from taking down the Sands Casino? Okay, I would rephrase that question. Who controls the diamond industry? Who is the third richest man in the U.S.? Who is this person? And the answer to all of those questions appears to be Sheldon Adelson. And he has a couple of links here, actually several links, and I do highly recommend that you go to, up at the top in the left-hand corner, it says Docs. And if you go to that link, you will see, you will be able to open a PDF file that is about 300-page book, and we are going to be talking about some of those items in that book when we come back from the break. As we scroll down, he talks about 9/11, and he talks about just a lot of other things. All righty, we are going to be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From Philadelphia. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Art, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. How do I sound for you?
Pardon me?
How's my voice quality sound?
Pretty good. Although I don't know, I had to ask you what you said, so I don't know whether that's good or not.
All right.
Are you on a cell phone or are you on a landline?
Right now I'm on a cell phone. I had to run a friend, so I'm basically driving hands-free. And in about 10, 15 minutes, I'll be back on a landline for you.
Oh, okay, because cell phones aren't really as good as landlines. They just don't seem to have the sound quality. But anyway, thank you for being on the program today. Your website is quite interesting. And of course, the PDF document that is named No Place for Corruption, is even more interesting.
Right. Most of the work for that website is going into the documents section into the PDF file. That's work I'm doing, been updating for almost a year and a half now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And, I started it in protest to the Anti-Defamation League's program called No Place for Hate, which I stood up against in my local community, talked to the government officials who sponsored it, and they basically told me, says, we're registering you as a hate crime criminal, because I pointed out to them that the Anti-Defamation League and the No Place for Hate program was one organized crime. And that was told to me directly by the police.
Okay, when they came out to visit you, apparently the ADL sent them out to your house?
No, the ADL called me up after I protested the No Place for Hate program in our local school. And what happened is the officials of the ADL then basically told me they're registering me in their national database as a hate crime criminal. I called the police. They came over and told me that the Anti-Defamation League is the mafia, the Chicago Syndicate.
Okay. Well, we know that a lot of things are centered here in Chicago. A lot of things have been incorporated here in Chicago. More organizations than I can actually remember, but we're talking about a lot of the organizations. I believe the American Medical Association is in Chicago. A lot of the organizations, B'nai B'rith has an organization here in Chicago. I know that when I was doing my second book and in the research for my third book, Chicago kept coming up numerous times. So Chicago seems to be a focal point, and of course it's in the center of the country, so it makes sense that it would be an area that would be interesting or of interest to people who have a need to control an entire country. We often think of Washington as being in control, but then we have to say, well, who's in control of Washington?
Right. And I did the analysis going back all the way to the St. Valentine's Massacre up and brought it forward to say, what are the implications of that for what's happening to us in our everyday lives and our everyday community right now? And yeah. I've seen that it's directly impacting the outsourcing, the school busing, the control of the media, the control of our political system, the Wall Street. And when I did all this analysis, you're saying who's in control. It looks like the power base that we call Chicago really is in Las Vegas. That's the real power structure. The real guys at the top inside the country seem to be there, and obviously Wall Street. That seems to be where most of the power resides at this point, is in those players, those locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But organization-wise, do they actually have organizations set up there? Or is it just one individual that is there?
No, there's organizations. I mean, Las Vegas was set up by the Chicago Syndicate. I mean, it's going back to, it's been there for a long time. But if you look at how it evolved, the man at the top right now seems to be Sheldon Adelson. He took over after Meyer Lansky got too old and took the reins of power. And he seems to be the one who's the real power broker on top of all this. He controls Romney's election. He was a major sponsor of that. He controls Eric Cantor, who's right underneath Boehner in the House of Representatives. He's got, lots of people in the Senate, like McCain in his pocket. He's got Lieberman in his pocket. There's quite a few people there. He controls the American Israeli Political Action Committee, AIPAC, which has 300 members of Congress and a majority of the Senate in his pocket. He controls the Zionist Organization of America. He controls Lugovich. He bought the Sands Casino interest directly from Meyer Lansky. So when you get a look at it, it seems like, obviously he is one of the centerpieces of this power structure.
Okay. But, of course, this power structure was set up probably long before he was born. When was he born?
He's like 80 or not. I think he's around 80 years old at this point. Yes, that's correct. I mean, it goes all the way back to the St. Valentine's Massacre when this power structure was set up. That's when it was really set up.
Okay. So they had influence before that, but then they just got stronger, and he is he's in charge of all of it?
His group is in charge of all of it. I mean, he's basically a focal point for the power. What I'm trying to say is there was a book called Taken of America 1-2-3, which Bruce Willis talked about in his when somebody asked him about the assassination of President Kennedy, and he says, "Well, if there was a power control group, which is what they call this identified as power group in the assassination of the president," he says it would still be around and existing today, and that's what I'm talking about in this place for corruption com on the document section, that power control group, who it is, what it is, and how they're doing it. So I know exactly who it is. And okay. Unfortunately, where I live, it seems like this is one of, you know, where I live is a place, you know, outside of Philadelphia, a place called Bucks County, that it's been run by these criminals for three generations. We have my Lansky family lives here. We have Jack Ruby's family lives here. We have the head of the Russian mafia, Sergey Mogilevich, could have gone any place on the planet. He comes here. Why are they coming here?
Indeed, why are they coming there?
Because this is one of the places where they have a lot of control over the politics. There was in three generations, what we had here, as far as the politics, it went through the Pennsylvania Republican Party, which is controlled by the what they call the Bucks County Republican Party. It's called BucksScott.org. This is a major power base on the political side for organized crime in our nation. And it's an example. What happened is it started with Moses Vandenberg, who was the right-hand man of Capone, when they set up the National Crime Syndicate in Atlantic City. Meyer Lansky was there, which is a wife, Anna Citron, to celebrate the honeymoon. Anna Citron lives in Bucks County right now. Now, what happened is Moses came back to Philadelphia when Al Capone got arrested and went to Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. Spent about a year in jail there. That was happened a few weeks after the St. Valentine's Massacre, and then after they had the National Crime Syndicate meeting in Atlantic City. Al Capone was then protected by Moses Vandenberg. Okay, that implies that Moses Vandenberg was powerful enough in the political machine of Pennsylvania, in particular southeastern Pennsylvania, to protect a major organized crime boss like Al Capone from being prosecuted for the murders of St. Valentine's Massacre.
Okay.
It was also what happened at that point was it's documented that Al Capone used the Detroit Purple Gang to execute the, the members of the, members who were knocked off in the St. Valentine's Massacre. Okay. So what really happened was, St. Valentine's was a merger, like a merger and acquisition of corporations where they merged, the Banyan Gang, which was formerly controlled by Moses Vandenberg, and also, the Detroit Purple Gang, and they all became one organization known as the Chicago Syndicate. So the Purple Gang was predominantly Jewish mafia, and most of them came out of Russia, from communist Russia, and they merged at the moment of St. Valentine's Massacre into the Chicago Syndicate. So that's what my analysis showed.
Okay, now Lansky, I believe, came from Poland and
correct.
In 1911,
correct.
Which is kind of interesting because that's just, pre-World War I.
Right. Yes,
and I believe that a lot of the tribe seem to know when warfare is going to be erupting in their country, and they seem to move just in time to escape all of the disaster.
Yes, I would agree. And I remember you did a show on this where you talked about the moving from Germany, the Frankfurt area, around 1850 to the United States in Illinois, basically helping Abraham Lincoln Bronstein get elected to president of the United States, correct?
Well, actually, a lot of the people, not just from Frankfurt, but from all of the failed revolutions in Europe, the 1848 socialist revolutions in Europe, 500,000 people came over. And
right.
And they participated on the Union side to totally destroy they were the more secular half of the country, and they totally just wiped out the South, the infrastructure, a lot of the civilians and everything. But anyway, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094. 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Today is Art from Philadelphia, and in your booklet, it's a full size book, but in your book you mentioned the protocols, and I just want to make mention of the protocols. In fact, you start on page 33, which I would like to have you talk about sometime during the program. I did have an audio file of the protocols on my website. But I was running out of space, and it's a very large file. It's a three-hour program, a little over three-hour program. And so I had to take it off, and then I moved some other things off my website, hoping to have sufficient room, and I tried to upload it back onto the site this morning, and still too big. So I'm trying to clean up some useless material on my website, and hopefully I can get that back soon. Okay, Art.
Yes.
Are you still on your cell phone?
On my cell phone. Next break, I should be on a landline.
Okay. That's great. All righty. So we were talking about Meyer Lansky. We were talking about the fact that some of these people just know when to get out of town and out of the country that they are living in. And this is certainly true of the Lanskys, and it certainly altered the composition of our country over here, not only just because of the so-called Civil War, but because of the crime spree that they all went on. after they arrived. They kind of took over, the Jewish mobsters took over and controlled the New York Italian Mafia, and Bugsy Benjamin Siegel, Bugsy Siegel, and Mario Lansky kind of teamed up together, and it's been, they took over a lot of things. They had speakeasies and were in charge of Prohibition, and Prohibition, of course, was legislated into our country so that they could control the liquor industry. And it was the Mafia in conjunction with the government that did this. Wouldn't you say that's correct?
Yes, I would say that is correct. Now, when there was a transition around 1985 is when the Jewish Mafia became the most dominant force in modern times in American organized crime. What happened prior to that point is the FBI and other government agencies were aggressively prosecuting the Italian Mafia, and they did a really good job of it. So roughly about the time that John Gotti was prosecuted for jail, they created a power vacuum that the Italian Mafia was no longer strong enough to control, you know, organized crime throughout the nation. But what the prosecutors failed to do was there's two sides to this organized crime. There was the Italian segment and the Jewish segment. So starting in the mid-80s, somewhere around 84, 87, the Jewish Mafia segment became the predominant force in our modern times, controlling organized crime throughout the entire country, throughout the entire
country. Okay.
One interesting thing, too, is John Gotti's father was Jewish, which means he was Jewish, too. His father was Italian. So that shows the merger of the Italian and the Jewish Mafia from the Gambino side. It's been there, you know, going back to the St. Valentine's Day. There's two sides of this organized crime. And, you know, at this
okay.
point, it's really clear that the Jewish Mafia segment is controlling the show, all the way from Congress, all the way down to all your trash outside, and who takes your kids on a school bus to school each day. Now, when you mention the Protocol of Zion, one of the things in there, they talk about destroying the family. Now, they did that here in the United States, and one of the implications of destroying the family is what we saw in Newtown, Massachusetts. Now, I know details of how they did it. I went through this family court system in the past, had to fight for custody for my children, which I won. But when I did that, I wanted to find out who actually did it, who made the laws this way. So I did the research, and I found after talking with the, you know, the fathers' rights groups and all that, they indicated to me that it was United States Senator Arlen Specter, who said to them directly, he was the proud author of the Violence Against Women's Act, okay, which is, on paper, it's to prevent, you know, domestic abuse, which is a good idea. But what he did it in such a way that he basically destroyed the father in middle-class American families, took them out of the equation. Very similar to what happened with the welfare system in the 60s that basically took the father out of the lower class family. So, I mean, this is an intentional program, and that was one of the intentional results, is to get the father out of there. What happens when you don't have a father in a family? One of the things is, you know, the boys will go and get more involved with gangs and criminal activities that way, and the daughters will basically get involved with, disaster relations at any time. So the factors I see with happening in Newtown was, one, is they took the father out of the equation with the divorce. The government set up a system where they're not trying to, you know, help heal the families, they're trying to rip them apart and get rich off of the, as they fall apart. The other thing is there's no health care, mental health care for the, you know, severe illnesses that are created when a family breaks up, especially with the children. Then you also have pharmaceutical industry in there, you know, getting rich off of medicating kids, and that really fixing the problem.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Our guest today is Art from Philadelphia. Art, welcome. Are you still on your cell phone?
Still with the cell phone, but it won't land. Sorry about that. There's a dog here.
That's okay. Dogs are good, and cats.
Okay.
So would you also say that, of course, the women's movement contributed to the marginalizing of the family and the marginalization of a man in the home?
There was definitely a piece in there. Yes, I would agree that that played part of the role. You being a woman, you might have a better input on that point of view than I would.
Well, given that the women's movement was a kind of a precedent for the murder of 57 million children, I would say that it has a very huge part in it. And even the codification back in, I believe it was in 1920, the codification of the criminal law, and you brought this up before, had an impact on
right.
The way that criminals are prosecuted or not prosecuted.
Correct. Now, the one who did this, he was head of the Senate Judicial Committee, also head of the Senate Intelligence Committee in Congress, was Arlen Specter. He was the one who was one of the major sponsors of Roe versus Wade, again following the protocols of Elders of Zion to destroy the family with divorce. with abortion. And obviously, you know, the custody issues that basically they force the non-custodial parent to pay for everything. There's no shared, no really actual shared responsibility way it really comes down. So I see those are some of the factors that were done. So we are suffering, as we see up in Newtown, Massachusetts, the consequences of these people who have direct relations with the communism, the Jewish mafia communism that came out of Russia. And that's what we're suffering. And one of the consequences we're suffering there. There's two other cases I can cite in my area. At the state level, we had a state senator, his name is Stuart Greenleaf in Pennsylvania, who passed the family court laws. And one of the consequences was that there was a man who went to visit his children, and he was an hour late to bring them back from custody. The wife called the state police, and he basically got in an argument with the state police officer. He drove 80 miles down Interstate 80 from Hazleton to Tobyhanna, which is a military area, a park. And the police officer and the father had a shootout. His son was in the car. He was unharmed. But that night, what happened is a police officer, mother who was the father of three, and also the father of the other children, ended up in the grave, okay, because they made the law so severe. In another case we had here, there was a guy named Daniel Trubb, who was in what they call Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. He was the son of one of these kids that went through the family court system, and he basically goes up to a woman in a supermarket in the parking lot and basically shoots her in the back of the head. So when he went to the trial, he says, you people made me this way by what you put me through with the family court in the divorce situation. So this is intentional, and the one who's benefiting from it is the legal system. If you look at the lawyers' organizations, the revenue base, one-third of it is from medical malpractice, one-third of it is from family law, and one-third from everything else. That's for the entire legal profession of the country. So why do they have any good reason to solve the problem? Because if they solve the problem, they'll put themselves out of work. So they're not part of the solution. They're part of the problem, many of them.
Well, right. You can certainly apply that to other institutions like the medical profession. Right. You know, they want everybody in the world to be sick so they can medicate everybody. And if they make you well by saying, oh, we'll just take vitamin C, that kind of, you know, they don't have any more business. So certainly that is true. They make work or make people have, allow people or orchestrate problems so that people will need them. And that's certainly what lawyers do. I mean, the ambulance chasers and, they didn't have any problems, and they wouldn't have any work.
Unfortunately, that's true. And Lincoln said it better than anybody else. In a town where one lawyer can barely make a living, two will do quite well. So when I see people like Joe Biden, who was one of the major sponsors of the family law situation, who used to ride on the train every day, I would say every week, with Arlen Specter down in Washington, D.C., and also one of the major sponsors of the family law situation, that they're going to provide the solution by preventing people from having guns isn't the problem. The problem is Congress. If
sure.
You really want to solve the problem, why do we have 95% of them getting reelected each term? You know, that's the real danger to our children.
Right. And Specter was also the person that is associated with the magic bullet from the JFK assassination.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We both Specter and Richard Sprague, who were the authors of the Single Bullet Theory. And I have on my website there, noplaceforcorruption.com, in the document section, I did the research. His power broker, Specter and Sprague, and also Ed Rendell, and also Lynn Abraham, were district attorneys for the city of Philadelphia. During the time that he was there, the city of Philadelphia was just as corrupt as any place in Chicago was during the Capone era. This was the Dilworth administration. So what happened is Richard Swiker, United States Senator Richard Swiker from Pennsylvania, handpicked both Sprague and Specter to go to the Warren Commission. Well, who was Richard Swiker's power broker? It was none other than Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg. As a matter of fact, Walter Richard Swiker's wife worked for the media that was directly controlled by Walter Annenberg. That's how close the relationship was. So now you have the son of Moses Annenberg, right-hand man of Al Capone when they set up the National Crime Syndicate, basically through his power broker, United States Senator Richard Swiker, handpick Arlen Specter and Richard Sprague to go to the Warren Commission to set up a single bullet series.
Interesting.
Right.
Okay, let's get back to the mafia. How did you become so, we won't say involved, because hopefully you're not involved, well, I know you're not involved with the mafia, but how did you come to know so much about the mafia? I mean, they are somewhat of a secret organization. How did you dig in and go down the rabbit hole and find out all of this information?
Well, it was probably an unusual set of unfortunate circumstances. Basically, I grew up in a town in southeastern Pennsylvania that was controlled by the mob, so I was exposed to it since I've been 12 years old.
Oh, okay. So we'll leave it at that.
Right.
And then, of course, now let's get back to the St. Valentine's Day massacre. When did that occur?
In what year? Late 1920s, I'm going to guess 1927, 1929. I have to look it up. I don't remember the exact date.
Okay, and that solidified the relationship between two opposing mobs. Is that it?
Correct. They had the what they call the meet, was documented in AmericanMafia.com in Atlantic City with Meyer Lansky there and Lucky Luciano. And then they had a second meeting at the Freycodia Hotel, and there you had Bugsy Siegel basically say the Yids and, basically the Italians and the Jewish will no longer fight each other.
Right. Now it's on November 11th, 1931 in New York, Freycodia Hotel.
Correct.
Okay. Shall I give some of the names of the people who attended?
Go ahead.
Jacob Shapiro, Louis Buckalter, Joseph Stocher, S-T-A-C-H-E-R, Hyman Holtz, Louis Kravitz, Harry Teitelbaum, Philip Kovalich, and Harry Greenberg attended this meeting, during which the Yids and the Dagos would collaborate in what the press would call the National Crime Syndicate.
And that is the power base that assassinated President Kennedy, directly involved with 9/11, directly involved with outsourcing all the jobs, shipping all the manufacturing to China, destroying our clothing industry over here. Now they're destroying our high technology industry. They're outsourcing all that.
Are you saying that the mafia are the people that pulled off 9/11?
Yes. With the mafia, with the government, okay? What happened is, if you go back on my website, newplaceforcorruption.com, in the document section, there's a program, a CIA program called Operation Underworld, okay? Going back at the beginning of World War II, about 3 months after Pearl Harbor, where they sunk the troop transport ship called the Normandy in New York Harbor. So what happened is the Office of Naval Intelligence and the OSS got together with Meyer Lansky, who was working as the proxy for Lucky Luciano, to basically create peace on the New York Harbor so they could fight the war and have them cooperate with us. And that relationship that was established then continued all the way up to the present time for the most part. And the OSS became the CIA.
Right. That's true. In what, 47, when Truman ended the OSS and then just took all of the staff and all the personnel and put them into the CIA. Now, how do you see the Mossad operating during 9/11 and during the JFK assassination? or do you see them being a part of it?
I see them being a part of it, okay? If you go to 9/11, Larry Silverstein was talking for a year prior to 9/11, was talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu, having lunch with him, for like every week for, 12 months prior to 9/11. And Netanyahu's power base came up to the Bucks County Republican Party here his power broker, one of his power brokers is Stephen Friedman, not the treasurer up in New York, but Stephen Friedman of Duane and Morris in Philadelphia, who was his next-door neighbor, Netanyahu, who grew up in Philadelphia. So I
he did?
Through, yes. Yes, he did.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just figured right. he was, okay.
Little side note here. You got a big trash hauling company out there that's mob connected called Waste Management Systems. It actually started here in Philadelphia as Schultz
really?
Trash Hauling around the yeah. early 60s, run by a guy named Rodman Williams. It was then renamed Waste Management Systems.
So and they had a big upset here, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
I thought it was longer than that. Yeah, where they basically were involved with a major Wall Street scandal. That was prior to Enron, the one I'm thinking of. It was the biggest financial scandal with fraud on Wall Street prior to the Enron case.
Yeah.
And the top management managing the financial accounting for that was none other than the executives of Arthur Andersen.
Right.
Now known as Accenture.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of heads rolled with that one.
Not really. What happened is Arthur Andersen had two parts of it in the Enron fraud where they were there. You know, the accounting side was shut down by the government accounting office. But the other side was made as an offshore company called Accenture, which then won $10 billion worth of contracts from the Department of Homeland Security, 25% of their budget. And Congressman DeLorio of Connecticut blasted them, says, what are you giving Accenture federal contracts when they're one of the biggest tax cheats in the planet? Okay? So why is the company that's directly involved with the fraud of Enron simultaneously had $2 billion in lawsuits against them from the customers for basically not doing their job right. And when there's 25 vendors bidding on the Homeland Security contract, why did Accenture win the business? Was it on their merit? Now, who was in charge at that point? It was Tom Ridge. Tom Ridge was basically, his power broker was Herbie Barnes, the big Jewish mafia boss out of here, out of Bucks County, through the Bucks County Republican Party, that put him in power. And he's, and also you got Bush there, and President Bush, you know, Jr. And both of them, you know, had direct ties with the JFK assassination.
In what way?
Right.
Now, I know that he was the guy that, he was what, governor during 9/11? And,
yeah.
Or was it?
He was
and anyway, he is the one that that gave credibility to the idea that a plane landed in Pennsylvania, and then after that, he was made put in charge of Homeland Security as a reward, right?
Okay. All right. In Bucks County, one of the townships called Knox Nixon, his power broker came in. His name was Robert Asher, and says, this is the next person who we want to be governor of Pennsylvania. I have on my website there. The Place for Corruption.com document section, it talks about the Pennsylvania Governors Club, and it shows that Herbie Barnes put Robert Asher in power to run the Pennsylvania Republican Party. Robert Asher is the convicted felon when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out on national TV back in the 80s. Okay? So this is the power broker of Tom Ridge. Okay? Herbie Barnes, he passed away, too, around 2000, his power, the one who preceded him was Walter Annenberg. And Walter Annenberg and Herbie Barnes were at fundraisers for none other than Arlen Specter with President Bush Sr. being there. And I got that documented there. So there's a direct connection going way back to the St. Valentine's Massacre, to the power brokers of the St. Valentine's Massacre going up to 9/11. There's a lot of details there. I can't explain it in a couple minutes on a radio show.
No.
They can read the document.
And it's important that you said that, because on a radio program, you are essentially just giving tidbits to help the listeners to then go out and do research at your website. And naturally, you can't give all the information that you'd like to. This is just to introduce people to things that they probably have never heard of before, right?
Correct. You got it.
In one of our emails, you talked about Laidlaw, the bus company.
Right.
You talked about Greyhound Busing.
Yes.
And several other groups. And I am very close to, now, Laidlaw was organized as Laidlaw International, Inc., with corporate headquarters in Naperville, which is the suburb adjacent, the suburb that I live here in Illinois, that I live in here. So talk to us a little bit about this after we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Art from Philadelphia. So talk to us a little bit about the school bus situation, when it started, and who got the contracts, and all of the details. And then I would like to go back to some of the other things that we talked about.
Okay. What happened is in the 70s, the Supreme Court ruled that we will follow discrimination in our schools by school busing. So it was through the Rehnquist administration, which came up through the Arizona Mafia that put McCain in power. And then we looked at who got all the contracts. the bulk of them, I think it's roughly around 70% of all the school bus outsourcing contracts since the 70s went to Laidlaw. Laidlaw is a Canadian company that has, an American and a Canadian branch with direct ownership by the Brockman crime family. Okay? Now, recently, about 5 years ago, Laidlaw was bought out by what they call the First Group. Okay, First Group is a British company, and I'm pretty sure it has some direct ties to the Rothschilds and probably, again, just another layer between the Brockman crime family to control Laidlaw before the buyout and who controls it now. So I just think it's just another layer of insulation to prevent anyone from properly investigating what they're doing. So, if you look at the majority of schools in my area, in my state, not just the area, but the state, you will see this school bus is owned and operated by First Student Busing. Okay? That is the Laidlaw guys that are directly used to be owned by the Brockman crime family. Now, there is an idea I have that people could do something about this. Just like Rosa Parks in the Civil Rights Movement refused to give up her seat in a bus, we can collectively refuse to use that school bus outsourcing service. Okay? It could start with a single student refusing to take the ride on a First Student bus going to their school board. It could then start with an entire protest by a school bus stop, a school bus route, and it could be also done by the taxpayers who are property tax owners who are paying taxes to the school board saying, who is getting the kickbacks and why are you outsourcing our school bus contracts to the mob? And that's something we can do collectively. Right. So when people think they can't do something about it, there's an idea to work. I mean, you said Occupy Wall Street. What about Occupy First Student Busing and start a nationwide movement to do that? We'll learn a lesson.
Well, I think the first thing that people need to understand and to learn is who is behind this, so that they can in fact get a little upset. And until people do that through people like you who are exposing this kind of thing, nobody's going to do anything. It's just easy to walk down the street and put your kids on a school bus and then go back home. But because we've come to believe that, oh, this is so helpful, now we don't need to drive the kids to school. I mean, most children walk to school.
Right.
Before 1970. And it's interesting, you brought up Rehnquist. He was also the guy that sat on the court during the Roe versus Wade. All righty, we do have to take a top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.